You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
In the fast-paced world of digital marketing, it's crucial for businesses to navigate the ever-changing landscape with ethical and legal practices. I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Jillian Circus, president of the Social Media Association. Jillian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Social Media Association?
Sure. So I have a digital marketing agency called Jillian Circus. And through, I guess, being in the industry, I was really looking for other people that were doing what I was doing. And I wanted to learn from them. I wanted to get better skills and to, increase my knowledge and my team's knowledge. And when I found the Social Media Association, that was the perfect fit.
Great. Can you explain the process of joining Social Media Association? What are the requirements and steps involved in becoming a member?
Sure. I mean, it's pretty easy to become a member. Just pay us. No. But if you go onto the website, you'll see we're looking for people that are going to contribute to our community. So we're looking for people who are either in social media directly or who can support us as social media managers. So content creators or website developers, et cetera. And, of course, there is a membership fee, so you can go on the website and you pay the fee and you become a member. But really, we're looking for people that are going to be involved in that community and that are going to contribute their knowledge and their expertise to it.
Awesome. And can you talk a little bit about some of the key benefits that businesses and professionals can expect from being a member of SMA?
Yeah, I find that especially social media, we don't really get a lot of information from the providers themselves. So we don't get information from Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. And really, we're figuring it out on our own. And I find that a lot of people in the social media world they think that they're doing something right, but they're not 100% sure. And there's really nobody to ask or to bounce ideas off of. And so I find that our association provides a place for people to really ask those questions, to email someone else that does what they do without competing, and really understand, like, is what we're doing correct? Is there a better way to do it? Is there a different way to do it? And come together in that way. And then really, we have these amazing speakers that are like the heads of these different parts of social media and digital marketing. And so to listen to them speak and kind of get that inside knowledge as to what's happening in these different programs and part of social media, right when it's happening, that's awesome. Like learning about Meta before it came out, or learning about the new things on Twitter or LinkedIn and different things that you can do. I think that that's like invaluable to be ahead of the trend instead of behind it.
Now, in terms of membership, can anybody join anywhere they live, or is it just local Long Island?
Yeah, we're actually international. So we do have people that not only in the United States, but internationally as well. And so really anybody that's interested in learning more about digital marketing or giving to the community their knowledge and expertise can sign up and join. Yeah. Most of our meetings are on Zoom. So you can participate anywhere.
So in terms of the ethical and legal digital marketing practices, what specific guidelines and standards does SMA promote? And how does the association ensure that its members adhere to the principles?
Sure. Of course, we abide by all general legal and ethical standards. I think one of the biggest things about an association in general is coming up with a standard right? So we're in a very new industry. This isn't an industry that's been around for much more than 20 years. And that's new compared to most industries. And so creating these legal, ethical standards is important. And the only way to do that is if we all collaborate and talk together about what those will be. So we're kind of in the infancy of this, you know, industry. And so it's kind of cool that we're actually on the forefront of creating those ethics and those standards. And when you're part of an association like this, then your clients know that you are part of those ethics and standards and that they're not going to be taken advantage of. They're not going to be, you know, screwed over or whatever the case may be, because you're part of a larger entity. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, before we move on, I have to say that I'm very appreciative of our sponsors and must take the time out to thank them. Please support our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on Hillary Topper on Air. Special thanks to the Bogalis Law Group, a law firm representing plaintiffs in medical malpractice action, and the Russo Law Group, PC, Long Island Signature, Elder Law, Special Needs, and Estate Planning Law Firm. Now back to you, Jillian. So SMA fosters networking and collaboration among its members. Are there events or platforms where professionals can connect, share insights, and learn from each other? Like, can you elaborate a little bit? You talked a little bit about that, but if you can just elaborate a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So we do have some in-person meetings here in New York, but mostly we have Zoom meetings. And that's really where experts from our organization can speak to the other members of our organization about their specific expertise. And then often what we'll do is we'll break out into breakout rooms, or we'll do some kind of networking so that people can get to know each other. We're also implementing on a quarterly basis these happy hour events, which basically we get to talk about, we go on Zoom and we go into breakout rooms, and then we get to talk about all the upcoming important topics that are happening right now. And those are a really great opportunity for everyone to not only network with each other, but openly discuss the things that they're seeing or the things they have questions about with other professionals that have the answer, that might have a different perspective or different point of view. So right. Those happy hours are really exciting.
That's awesome. So, you know, you've got so many different new social networking sites that just recently popped up, like Lemonade and Threads and, you know, some others. Does the association lean toward one or the other, or does the association just provide the information on each of the platform and let the, you know, the members decide where they should live?
Yeah, we certainly, you know, we're not trying to lead anyone to one place or another. We're a source of information, and we're a source of, you know, what happened for you, right? So who's tried Threads, who's tried Lemonade, who's tried TikTok, who's tried Meta, who's done this, and what was your experience? Was it good? Was it bad? What did you do that worked? What did you do that didn't work? And it's really just about discussing those different things and seeing what makes sense. I mean, every business and every client has a different need, and they have a different goal. So some might need some of these platforms, some of them might not, but that's why we share information together to kind of figure who it would work for and who maybe not, and, you know, go back
right.
and forth.
So. It's awesome. And can you share any success stories or case studies that highlight the positive impact of social media association that it had on businesses or professionals in terms of ethical digital marketing practices and achieving their goals?
Yeah. So, I mean, first mine, right? So I was able to find out what other agencies like mine were doing or what other people were doing. And I could then better understand my own competitive advantage. So I could see, you know, why someone might hire me versus someone else, or why they might hire someone else versus me, right? Certainly there was the networking. I know I've hired people from the association, and some of them have hired me. So I know that those successes have happened. We have a job bank too. So I know that there are people that have gotten either employees or that have gotten jobs from the association. And if you go to our social media, I know we're going to be posting a lot of success stories as well. So you'll see a few more individual ones from our other members and board members.
Yeah, that's great. So you talked about, you know, that we're the first ones out there to discuss different topics like Threads or Meta or whatever. Was there any standout meeting that you'd like to talk about and share with the audience, with the community?
There's been a few. I mean, honestly, all of them are really interesting to me, at least. But we did one, diversity and ethics and diversity and marketing. So making sure that your marketing is diverse and ethical, et cetera. So that was a great presentation. Certainly hearing from a Meta expert was really great. It helped me really understand what Meta was and how it behaved, and then I could have a more intelligent conversation about it moving forward. We had a program by Max Ringelheim, who founded Funky Duck, the hoverboard, and he talked about how he went viral, you know, got the Kardashians and all these people involved, and what happened when his product went viral, and then how it crashed and burned and didn't do well moving forward, and what he learned from that and how he takes that moving forward. So that was a really interesting discussion. We just did a presentation on how to connect your website to social media. So talking about like how to get clients through that funnel better, which I thought again was really interesting. So we do a lot, and upcoming, we're going to be talking about hiring on social media. I think we're going to do one on Twitter and what's going on with Twitter. So a lot of exciting. I think they're all exciting, but
that's awesome. Yeah. And so can you tell our listeners how they could become a member, find out more about the group, be part of the mailing list, et cetera?
Yeah. So we have a beautiful website, which was built by Simple Sweet Sites. And they can just go onto the website, and very easily you could click on the button. It says become a member. And you could see there's different memberships for different types of professionals. And so you just choose your membership that you feel comfortable with. And then you start getting the emails and everything sent to you. So yeah, I mean, it's really very easy. You can either go on our social media, or really the website has all the information.
Can you provide the URL for the website?
Of course. Yeah. It's, do you want me to, it's the socialmediaassociation.com. I can send it to you also.
Yeah, we'll put a link on the blog as well. Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners that you think is important?
Honestly, I just, you know, this association has been such a blessing for me. It's helped me kind of come out of my little like cave by myself and understand what's going on in the digital marketing world around me or outside. And I highly recommend that anybody who is involved in digital marketing signs up and becomes part of this awesome community.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I know that you're super busy, so I appreciate you taking the time out. I also want to thank our sponsors once more, the Pagalis Law Group, a law firm representing plaintiffs in medical malpractice action. For more information, visit pagalislawgroup.com. And the Russo Law Group, PC, Long Island's signature elder law, special needs, and estate planning law firm. For more information, visit vjrussolaw.com. And last but not least, I want to thank you, our listeners. If you want more information about this show or any other show, reach out to us at hillarytopper.com, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, you name it, we're out there. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.